And if Ellen went to cook some meat that she got from that butcher, and it didn't smell good, she said the meat is
not good.
And what happens? What had happened to it is it had
been different seasoned than we usually taste.
Okay, and if it had, if it was just old and it didn't smell right or anything, and she hadn't eaten any, but if she just looked at it and could tell that it didn't look right, she'd say that the meat has
ruined us.
Would you say spoiled?
Yes, and that's wrong. That's wrong.
What's ruined?
Spoiled.
Okay. And have you ever heard of head cheese?
Head cheese.
From a hog? Or do you call it souse? It's the same thing.
Yeah, well, I call some of that fixing out of inside. But I call it souse meat.
Souse meat. And you've never heard it called head cheese? Okay. And have you ever heard of anything like blood pudding or blood sausage or anything?
No, I have never heard that, no way.
Okay. And, but yesterday, didn't you tell me something about liver sausage or liver pudding?
Liver pudding?
What? How do you make that?
If you live in the light, you cook it and grind it up and season it up and stuff.
Have you ever heard of anything called Binky? It's what it is it's you chop up liver and you put it with cornmeal and then you cook it and then you slice it and fry it. You ever heard of that? Or anything like that?
No, but my little girl cooks the thing so that it tastes there. But I'm trying to say, what did she call that thing? I ain't never eaten none of it. When she cooks the thing, she called it meatloaf.
Meatloaf. Okay.
Meatloaf, I believe. That's what she calls. Meatloaf. She cooked one crack every time she come home. I don't fool with it.
Have you ever heard of anything called Scrapple? Or Pom Pom? Or Cripple?
Yes.
Cripple?
Yeah.
What is that? What is that?
Well, that's anything. I would say with life Cripple. That's me for one.
Okay. If you have some butter or milk and it goes bad and it just smells awful and it's you wouldn't say it's spoiled, you say it is gone.
Well, some of them will say it's gone to the bad. But the regular old rule that my mama always gave me, sour to bad.
Ever say rancid?
No, she always said we could
that. Or frowy?
No, she always said we could that milk is too sour, I'm going to put it in the hole for them.
Okay. And if the milk goes bad and it starts being in clumps, say, what kind of milk is that?
Well, we call that bad cow milk.
Ever heard it called clabber?
Yes, ma'am.
Well,
but now that clabber milk, it ain't, it's all right.
What
but
do you
that,
do with
that,
it?
Anything you want. But that lump milk, that's in the car back.
And,
a clabber milk, you don't milk it, sweet milk. All right, it clabbers behind the sweet. Then you go there and you join that clabber. And when you join that clabber, you reduce it then to what they call a butter milk. You skim your butter off, put it over there. Strain your milk again and put it away. Butter milk, flour milk, all of which milk, but not that.
Butter milk?
The butter doesn't come off. And flour milk, but the butter off.